Okay, well, I think after going through the film this morning, well, last night and this morning, there was really not, a whole lot new from yesterday. Basically, we just didn't do a good enough job across the board as a team in any area consistently enough to win yesterday. So we all just need to do a better job, go back and obviously look at the mistakes and improve on the things that we are doing, all doing better. I think there's plenty of room for improvement all the way around. I'm sure that every player and every coach that was involved in the game look back and see some things that we could all do a little differently, certainly do better. So hopefully the next opportunity we get, we'll be able to improve on that. But just wasn't a good enough day for us yesterday, and that was disappointing. But, we'll turn the page and move on.
The Woodhead 9-yard loss, was that setting up for a potential pass? It was kind of unclear. Or was that a strict run?
It was a play that obviously didn't go the way we wanted it to go. We just didn't do a good job on it. So, need to coach it better, need to execute it better. Just wasn't a good play.
Any reason that they, during the practice leading up to the game, that they just didn't have it?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them that. I think practice never goes perfectly. That's what practice is for. You work on new things. You work on the things that the team you're playing is doing, and you correct those, and that's sometimes you get a chance to run those plays again in practice, but usually you really don't. We just don't have that many plays. By the time you get on all the situation plays, third down, red area, goal line, short yardage, all the special teams things, second and long, second and short, all that. I mean, you just don't have time to go back and repeat everything three or four times. So, there's corrections on every play. That's what we practice for.
Wes made a reference in the radio this morning to the time that he missed because of the death in the family, that maybe it set him back, that maybe because of the change in offense a little bit, maybe, I don't know, whether it's terminology, whatever he's talking about, he felt like it wasn't just missing a day for a day, that he felt like the week out was like 2 weeks. He sort of sensed that he's still maybe catching up or not quite in the rhythm that he needs to be with this offense.
Yeah, you'd have to ask him about that. I don't know. I don't know what terminology you'd be referring to. Wes has a lot of experience around here. I think he's one of our smartest and obviously most experienced players. So I don't really see him behind.
With Aaron being injured, how does it affect or limit what he can do offensively going forward the next week or however long he may miss?
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll have to take a look at that. Take a look at Baltimore, put together a game plan, do what we feel like's best to play the Ravens this week, whatever that is. I don't know. We haven't really started that process yet, but we'll do the best we can, take advantage of whatever options we can. And obviously, they're a good football team. Put together what we think will work.
Did Aaron suffer any broken bones yesterday?
Yeah, I don't really have any update on his status yet. I think they're still looking at him.
How's Dan Connolly coming along?
Well, he was active for the game yesterday, so we'll take him day to day. We're not practicing today. We won't be practicing tomorrow, so we'll see how things are. Wednesday, wasn't able to practice last Wednesday. We'll see where things are at this week.
How'd you feel Sterling Moore played yesterday?
I think, as I said at the beginning, probably put everybody kind of in the same boat. We did some good things out there. There were a lot of positives. There were things that we could have done better, and I think that goes for all of us. And I'm sure there are plays that we'd all like to have back, whether it's a few or more than a few or whatever it is, but think we all feel the same way about that. I'd really put all the players in pretty much that same boat. You know, some good things. There's other things that could be better. And that's true across the board.
Patrick Peterson mentioned yesterday that because they're such a good kick-blocking team that Steven might have been maybe a little scared on that last one, knowing that how good they were. Do you have a reaction to that?
My reaction? I mean, they're a good kick-blocking team. We kicked four field goals before that.
Obviously, you had a chance to take a look again at the punt block, and Zoltan after the game said they almost got to one earlier as well. What happened on the punt block and the protection, and was it just Nate missing a block there that caused that?
No, it was a combination of things. We just didn't do a good enough job on the play. And we need to do a better job all the way around. Our technique, our execution, and yeah, there were several things on that play that could have inched and need to be better.
In a situation like that, does Nate have help, or is there somebody there who can call for help, or is it just?
Well, there were, like I said, there were several things that we need to do better on that particular play, and there are other plays in the punting game that I'd say the same thing on there. You know, things that we need to do better. There's things that obviously Nate could have done better, but I mean, there are other people involved too that could have. You know, we'll coach that, point it out, and we'll get it better.
Situations where Edelman, you feel, is a better option for certain sets and plays?
I'm sure you've seen us play before. We have different combinations of personnel groups out there in every game, all the time, pretty much every week. That's pretty much the way we run our offense, and we have for quite a while. So the players that we have out there are the ones that we feel are best for that particular play situation, however you want to look at it. That's the way we set up the plays, the offense, and then when they're called, then we put that group out there. So whatever's out there is what we feel is best for our team, for that time, for that play, for that situation.
Do you have any preliminary sense of how long Aaron might be out? Was it short term, say a month or less, or maybe beyond that, from what you know to this point?
No. Okay. All right.